Shalom and welcome to Rambam Yomi. This is Rabbi Mati Novik. Join me as we learn the Rambam's Mishnah Torah, one perek each day. Today we'll be learning Hilchot Taniyot Perek Aleph. The subject of Hilchot Taniyot is not Yom Kippur, which was covered in Hilchot Shvitat Asor, and only partially the other five calendar dates on which we fast every year, which will be covered in Perek Hay. The subject of these halachot is the general concept of ta'anit, a day of fasting and supplication enacted in response to an immediate danger. When the community as a whole is in distress, the necessary response is a ta'anit tzibur. The most common example of this situation was drought, as we'll see in Prakim Gimel and Dalet, but Perek Bet gives a comprehensive list of the possible reasons for a ta'anit tzibur. Our perek discusses the general parameters of a tanit tzibur and of a tanit yachid, a fast day undertaken by an individual rather than by the community. And it begins with the mitzvah d'oraita, the one mitzvah d'oraita listed in the Koteret Te'ilchot Taniyot, which addresses how to behave in a time of distress. Halacha Aleph. Mitzvat aseh min ha-Torah lizok ulhariya b'chatzotzrot al kol tzara shetavo la tzibur. Shnemar al hatzar hatzorer etchem v'hariyotem l'chatzotzrot. Klomar, kol davar shtiatzer lachem, kigon batzoret, v'dever, v'arbe, v'chayotze behen, zaku alehen, v'hariyu. There is a mitzvah d'oraita to cry out to Hashem and to blow trumpets, chatzotzrot, whenever a trouble afflicts the community. This is learnt from the pasuk in Parshat Balotcha, which includes a time of war among the occasions on which the silver chatzotzrot must be blown. The pasuk reads, "V'chitavo u'milchama ba'artzechem al hatzar hatzorer etchem v'hariyotem b'chatzotzrot." Even though only war is mentioned explicitly in this pasuk, the midrash quotes a drasha of Rabbi Akiva that the words "tzar hatzorer," the enemy who attacks, refer in fact to any tzara, trouble or difficulty, including drought, pestilence, locusts, etc. Halacha bet. V'davar zeh midarchei ha-tshuvahu, shebizman shetavot tzara v'yizakula v'yariu, yedu akol shebiglal ma'aseihem ha-ra'im hura lehem, kakatuv avonoteichem hitu eile, v'zehu sheigrom lehem lahasir ha-tzara me'aleihem. The ultimate purpose of this crying out and blowing trumpets is to bring people to repent. When the community engages in these actions, it is meant to call the people's attention to the fact that they suffer because of their sins. As the pasuk in Yirmiyahu says, that your sins have turned away the rains necessary for a proper harvest. This should cause the people to do tshuva, and their repentance will remove the trouble afflicting them. Halacha Gimel. Avalim lo yizaku, velo yariu, ela yomru, davar ze miminhag ha'olam eira lanu, v'tzara zo nikro nikret, harei zo derech achzariut, v'goremet lehen lidabek m'maseyen ha-ra'im, v'tosif ha-tzara v'tzarot achirot. Hu shekatuv ba-Torah, v'halachtem imi bekeri, v'halachti imachem b'chamat keri. Klamar, kishavi aleichem tzara kidei shetashuvu, im tomru shehu keri, osif lachem chamat oto keri. If the community does not call out or blow trumpets, and are not drawn to thoughts of tshuva, but rather they say, "This is a coincidence, it's just a normal manner of the world, and not divine punishment for anything we did," this is the path of achzariut, usually understood to mean cruelty, but here referring to a stubborn hardening of the heart, which causes one to reject the message of Hashem and continue on his path of sin, leading to further troubles in the future. This is what the Torah means in the Tochacha of Parsha Pechukotai, where Hashem says, "If you are indifferent to me, Keri, I will be indifferent to you in anger." When Hashem brings a punishment upon the Jewish people so they will do tshuva, if their response is to see it as a chance occurrence, then that attitude angers Hashem and leads him to punish them further until they get the message. Halacha Dalet, umidivrei sofrim lit'anot al kol tzara shetavo latzibur ad shiruchamu min ha-shamayim, uvimei ha-taniyot ha-elu zoakin bitfilot umitchanim umiriin b'chatzotrot belvad, v'im hayu b'mikdash miriin b'chatzotrot uv'ashofar, ha-shofar mekatzer v'ha-chatzotrot marichot, shemitzvat hayom b'chatzotrot, v'ein tokin b'chatzotrot, v'shofar ke'echad, ela b'mikdash, shnemar b'chatzotrot v'kol shofar, hariu lifnei ha-melech Hashem. Now we finally get to the concept of a ta'anit. This is a rabbinic institution enacted in a time of communal distress, whose purpose is to bring the community, the tzibur, to the point where Hashem has mercy on them. On days of ta'anit, Not only did the people fast, they also cry out in prayer and supplication, and they blow chatzotzrot. In the Beit HaMikdash, the blowing of the chatzotzrot was accompanied by blowing the shofar, with each blast of the chatzotzrot lasting longer because the mitzvah of the day is to blow the chatzotzrot. Only in the Mikdash would the chatzotzrot and the shofar be blown together, based on the pasuk in Tehillim of b'chatzotzrot v'kol shofar, hariyu lifnei melech Hashem. This pasuk came up in the beginning of Hilchot Shofar as well, and we see from both contexts that this pasuk works in both directions. When the mitzvah is to blow the shofar, as on Rosh Hashanah, this would be accompanied in the Mikdash by the shorter blast of Chatzotzrot. When the mitzvah is to blow the Chatzotzrot, as on a Ta'anit, this would be accompanied in the Mikdash by the shorter blast of the shofar. Whereas the Rambam makes it very clear that the mitzvah outside the Beit HaMikdash is specifically to blow Chatzotzrot, the Magen Mishnah quotes the opinion of the Rashba that the mitzvah is to blow either Chatzotzrot or the shofar, just not both, because only the Mikdash are both blown together. This opinion is accepted by the Beit Yosef as well, and provides one answer to the strong question of the Magen Avram in his commentary on the Shulchan Aruch. Why is it that we don't practice nowadays the mitzvah d'oraita of blowing Chatzotzrot in a time of distress? One answer is that the shofar can take the place of Chatzotzrot for the Rashba and the Beit Yosef. But this answer isn't really enough, because blowing the shofar is also not commonly practiced nowadays in a time of distress. The Aruch HaShulchan suggests that once the blowing of the Chatzotzrot was incorporated into this special tefillah routine for a Tanit Tzibur, as described in Perek Dalid, the mitzvah is no longer practiced outside the context of those tefillot. We'll address in a later perek the question of why we don't enact Taniyot Tzibur nowadays, in which we would say the tefillot and the brachot that appear in Perek Dalit. Rav Moshe Feinstein believed that the mitzvah of blowing chatzotzrot in a time of distress refers only to the chatzotzrot used in the Beit HaMikdash, and therefore doesn't apply when there is no Beit HaMikdash. We can bring support for the opinion of Rav Moshe Feinstein from a strange opinion of the Rambam, which the Magen Mishnah asked about at the very beginning of our perek. Aside from the mitzvah of blowing during a time of distress, there is also a mitzvah, also based on the pasuk in Parshat Balotcha, right after the one we quoted earlier about an Eitzara, to blow the Chatzotzrot in the Mikdash on holidays and on Rosh Chodesh, together with a special Korbanot Musaf of those days. Inexplicably, the Rambam counts these two situations of blowing Chatzotzrot as one mitzvah, even though they seem to have nothing to do with each other. This may indicate that the same set of Chatzotzrot is used in both situations, meaning that only the Chatzotzrot of the Beit HaMikdash are blown in a time of distress, as Rav Moshe Feinstein suggests. Halacha hei. Taniyot elu shegozrin al ha-tzibur b'pnei ha-tzarot einan yom achar yom, yom achar yom, she'ein rov ha-tzibur yicholin la'mod b'davar zeh, ve'ein gozrin b'tchila tanit ela b'shnei b'shabbat u'b'chamishi shel acharav, u'b'shni shel acharav, v'chein al seder zeh, sheni v'chamishi b'sheni ad shiruchamu. The fasts which are decreed upon the tzibur in a time of distress are not one day after another, because most of the tzibur can't withstand such a decree. Rather, the fasts are established on Monday, then Thursday, then Monday again, and so on, alternating between Monday and Thursday until the people are shown divine mercy and the decree is lifted. The Mishnah in Masechet Tanit explains that the reason a series of Taniyot begins on Monday, not on Thursday, is based on a concern that unscrupulous merchants will raise prices when a Tanit, often indicating drought and imminent food shortages, is declared very soon before Shabbat, when food is in high demand. The Shulchan Aruch writes that in a place where price gouging isn't common, a fast, or the first in a series of fasts, may be decreed on a Thursday, and the Magen Avraham writes that this is the general practice. Halacha Vav. Ein gozrin tanit al ha-tzibur lo b'shabbatot v'lo b'yamim tovim. V'chein ein tok'in behen, lo ba-shofar, v'lo ba-chatzotzrot, v'lo zo'akin u'mitchanin behen ba-tfila. Ela im kein haita ir shikifua goyim o nahar, o sfina ha-mitarefet bayam. Afilu yachid ha-nirdaf mipnei ha-goyim, o mipnei listim, o mipnei ruach ra'a, mit'anin alihem b'shabbat, v'zo'akin u'mitchanin b'tfilot, aval ein tok'in. Ela im kein taku l'kabei tza'am l'lech la'azorotan u'la'atzilan. A Tanit Tzibur may not be decreed on Shabbat or on Yom Tov, nor are these days of blowing Chatzotzrot, or of prayer and supplication, in response to any communal distress. The exception to this rule is when there is an imminent danger, like a city threatened by non-Jewish armies or by an overflowing river, or a ship being tossed at sea and in danger of drowning. In the printed version which I read, the Rambam writes that on all these occasions, not only do we engage in prayer and supplication on Shabbat, we even fast on Shabbat. We don't blow the chatzotzrot, though, except as a way to gather together a rescue mission to go save the people in danger. The Kesef Mishnah believes that the correct Girsa in the Rambam omits the words about fasting on Shabbat, and this is his psak in the Shulchan Aruch as well. Shabbat and Yom Tov can be days of supplication for those in imminent danger, but we never establish a day of fasting on Shabbat or Yom Tov. Halacha Zayin. V'chein ein gozrin tanit batchila b'rashei chodashim o b'chanukah purim o b'cholosh shel moed. V'im itchilu itanot al atzara afilu yom echad, ufaga behen yom me'elu, mit'anin u'mashlimin hayom b'tanit. A tanit sibur may not be decreed to coincide with Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim, or Chol HaMoed. But if a series of taniot was decreed starting on some other day, and in the continuing pattern of fasting every Monday and Thursday, it happens that a fast coincides with one of these special days, like if Rosh Chodesh comes out on Thursday, then the fast is observed and is not pushed aside. Halacha chet, taniot elush mit anin ala tzarot, ein mit anin behen lo ubarot velo minikot velo ktanim, umutarin lechol balayla af al pish mit anin lemachar, chutz mit taniot hamatar, kmo shiit ba'er, vechol tanit sheochlin ba balayla, bein sibur bein yachid, harei ze ochel veshote ad sheale amur ha-shachar, vehu shelo yashan, aval im yashan eino chozer veochel. Two more dinim about Tanit Tzibur decreed when there is a communal affliction. 1. Pregnant and nursing women, as well as children, do not fast. And 2. The period of fasting is only during the day and not the night before. The exceptions to both are certain fasts in cases of drought, which begin at night and include even pregnant and nursing women, as we'll learn in Perek Gimel. We note that the exclusion of children, ktanim, seems obvious, because children are exempt from all mitzvot. Therefore, several Achronim believe that the exemption of Ketanim is broader in Tanit Tzibur than in other mitzvot. The Magen Avram is of the opinion that only women from age 15 and men from age 18 are obligated to take part in a Tanit Tzibur. The Birkei Yosef understands that the cutoff age is the same as for other mitzvot, 12 for girls and 13 for boys. But unlike in other mitzvot, there is no mitzvah of chinuch for children any younger than this. A fast which doesn't include the night begins at Amud HaShachar, when the sky begins to brighten, but only for someone who doesn't sleep during the night. If someone sleeps at night, then he may not eat after he awakens, even if this is before Amud HaShachar. This may indicate that even when there is no obligation to fast at night, the nighttime is fundamentally part of the Tanit, meaning the Tanit is a full day devoted to calling out to Hashem in a time of distress, even if the period of fasting only takes up part of that time. We'll see later two more indications that the entire day indeed has the status of a tanit. The Shulchan Aruch writes that if one makes a tanai before he goes to bed, that he will eat if he wakes up before Amud HaShachar, then he is allowed to eat at that point. The Rama writes that no explicit tanai is required to permit drinking, as it is assumed that anyone wishes to drink after he wakes up. Halacha Tet. Kesheim shetzibur mita'anim al tzaratan, kach hayachid mita'ane al tzarato. Ketzad, harei shaya lo chole, o to'e b'amidbar, o asur b'beit asurim, yesh lo lita'anot alav, ulvakesh rachamim b'tfilato, v'omer anenu, b'chol tfila shemipalel, v'lo yit'ane b'shabbatot, v'lo b'moadot, v'lo b'rashei chodashim, v'lo b'chanukah u'purim. Just as the tzibur fast in cases of communal distress, so too may an individual fast for a personal distress, like if he has a relative or friend who is sick, or who is lost in the desert, or who is imprisoned in jail. In all these cases, the individual may fast and ask Hashem for mercy on behalf of the afflicted person, including saying Anenu in his tefillot. The Magen Mishnah understands the Rambam to mean not only that an individual may fast in these cases of personal distress, but that he is obligated to do so. The mitzvah derabanan of fasting during an eight tzara applies to an individual for private trouble, just as it applies to the tzibur for communal trouble. Note that the Rambam writes that Anenu is said in all tefillot of a tanit. He writes it here regarding tanit yachid, and seems to say the same about tanit tzibur in Hilchot Tefillah. The Shulchan Aruch quotes an opinion to say Anenu only in Mincha, near the end of the fast, when it is more likely that one will complete it. And the Shliach Tzibur says it in Shacharit as well, for the sake of all those in the Tzibur who will complete the fast. The Rama writes that the custom of Ashkenazim is in accordance with its last opinion. The opinion of the Rambam includes saying Anenu even at Mariv of the previous evening, as he says here, Bechol Tefillah Shemipalel, and the Mishnah Berurah clarifies this explicitly. This again indicates, as we saw before, that a Ta'anit fundamentally begins at night, even when the fasting is only done during the day. Unlike Ta'aniyot Tzibur, which may be observed on Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, or Purim, as long as they are not decreed to begin on one of those days, as we saw in Halacha Zayin, a Ta'anit Yachid may not be observed on any of these days in any circumstances. Halacha Yud. Kol Ta'anit shelo kibla alav hayachid miba'od yom, eina Ta'anit. Keitzad mekabla, keshit palel tfilat mincha, omer achar tfila, ehei b'ta'anit, v'gomer b'libo litanot lamachar. Afal pishu ochel balaila, lo hifsid klum. V'cheinim gamar v'kibela v'itanot shlosha o arba'a yamim zeh achar zeh, afal pishu ochel b'chol laila v'laila, lo hifsid ta'anito, v'eino tzarich kavana v'chol yom v'yom miba'odo. Unlike a Ta'anit Tzibur, a Ta'anit Yachid must be accepted in advance. One does this during Mincha on the day before the Ta'anit, even though he continues to eat for the remainder of that day and the following night. One can accept upon himself several consecutive days of Ta'anit at once, even though he eats during the nights in between them. The Rama writes that one may accept at once even several days of Ta'anit which aren't consecutive, like if he plans to fast on Monday, Thursday, and the following Monday, Bahab, as some have the custom to do at the beginning of Marcheshvan and Iyar. How exactly does one accept upon himself a Ta'anit at Mincha? He says, Ehei b'Ta'anit, I will be in a state of Ta'anit, and resolves in his mind to fast the next day. When exactly this is done is ambiguous. The Rambam writes, Kishi palel tfilat mincha, omer achar tfilah. The first part sounds like he accepts the Ta'anit during the Amidah, but the last part implies that he does this only afterwards. The Magid Mishnah has a girsa of, Kishi palel tfilat mincha, o achar tfilah, meaning that the acceptance can either be during the Amidah, in the bracha of Shema Koleinu at the end of the Bakashot, or afterwards, just before taking three steps back. This is the psak of the Shulchan Aruch as well. The Magid Mishnah also had a girsa in which the Rambam writes that one accepts a Ta'anit for the next day by saying Anenu in Mincha. He finds this very difficult, as Anenu is specifically a bracha which is said on the Ta'anit itself, not in advance of it. Rav Salvechik suggests in a Yartzeit Shir, partially to explain this girsa, but even independent of it, that the essence of accepting a Ta'anit from the day before is to begin the observance of the Ta'anit from the previous day, not by fasting, but by beginning to engage in the supplication and prayer which characterizes a Ta'anit. Only by starting this in advance, in the last tefillah of the previous day, Mincha, does the entire following day, from the moment it begins, gain the status of a Ta'anit devoted to countering an Eitzara. This understanding of why it is necessary to accept a Ta'anit in advance will help us understand a difficult concept which comes up later in the parak. Finally, many Achronim believe that if one didn't accept a Ta'anit at Mincha, he may do so anytime after Mincha before sundown. But after sundown, one may no longer accept the following day as a Ta'anit, even to fast only during the daytime. This again indicates, as we've seen twice before, that a day of Ta'anit begins at night, even if the fasting waits until daytime. Halacha Yud Aleph. Kibel alav mi ba'od yom, litanot machar bilvad, litana, v'laila nimlach litanot biyom sheni, af al pi shalan betanito, eina tanit, mipnei shelo kibla alav mi ba'od yom, ve'ein tzarich lomar, shaya ochel v'shote b'laila, v'ishkim ba'boker v'nimlach litanot, she'ein zo tanit klal. If one accepts upon himself a one-day Ta'anit in advance and completes it, he cannot decide that night to continue his Ta'anit for a second day, even if he doesn't eat anything during the night in between. This is because he never accepted the second day in advance, not at Mincha of the previous day together with acceptance of the first day, nor at Mincha of the Ta'anit itself. Halacha Yud Bet. Haru'ech halom ra, tzarich lit'anot l'machar, kidei shiyashuv ve'yor l'masa v'chapes behen v'yachzor b'tshuva, u'mitanev afilu b'shabat, u'mipalel anenu b'chol tfila, af al pi shalo kibla alav mi'od yom. There is one situation in which one may fast, and according to the Rambam, he must fast, even though he did not accept it in advance. If one has a bad dream, he makes a Ta'anit the following day, including saying Anenu in each tefillah. in order to think seriously about his actions and to do tshuva. The assumption seems to be that a bad dream is a divine warning to improve one's behavior. This is observed even on Shabbat, and after one fasts a Tanit Chalom on Shabbat, he must fast again on a weekday to atone for the fact that he didn't observe Oneg Shabbat properly because of his Tanit. The Lech HaMishnah writes that other Rishonim do not consider a Tanit Chalom to be obligatory, and this seems to be the view of the Shulchan Aruch as well, who writes that a fast is an excellent way to nullify a bad dream, but he never writes that one must observe such a fast. Many poskim of modern times, including the Chazon Ish, felt that one should not practice Tanit Chalom nowadays, because dreams in our time are not a divine message, but merely the product of what occupies our minds during the day. Rav Avadya Yosef felt that even one who observes Tanit Chalom nowadays should not do so on Shabbat, as we are not sufficiently expert in understanding dreams to know when one is sufficiently bad to override Oneg Shabbat. As a substitute for Tanit Chalom, one can and should say in front of three people the text of Hatavat Chalom, which can be found in all Sidurim. Halacha Yud Gimel. Mit'ane Adam Sha'ot, v'hu shelo yuchal klum sha'ar hayom. Ketzad. There is a concept of Tanit Sha'ot, where part of a day can count as a Tanit during which one may say Anenu in his tefillot. The Rambam gives two scenarios of a Tanit Sha'ot, but most Rishonim only agree with the first. That is a situation in which one doesn't accept a Tanit from the day before, but he ends up, because he's involved in his affairs, not eating at all through most of the day. He may decide at that point to keep the rest of the day as a Tanit Sha'ot. This decision is considered an acceptance of the Tanit, and the remaining hours of the day constitute a Tanit Sha'ot. Note that even though only the last hours of the day are considered a Tanit, the person in practice didn't eat the entire day. And this, for most Rishonim, is a necessary component of a Tanit Sha'ot. But the Rambam adds a second example of a Tanit Sha'ot. If someone eats and drinks during the first part of the day, and only afterwards decides to fast the remainder of the day. The Ravid in his Asaga here rejects this form of Tanit Sha'ot, as does the Shulchan Aruch. Even the Rambam agrees that fasting the first part of a day and eating later does not qualify as a Tanit Sha'ot. Anyone fasting a Tanit Sha'ot must abstain from eating during the last part of the day. We can ask about the entire concept of a Tanit Sha'ot. How does it help to accept the Tanit just before the hours of the Tanit Sha'ot, which may be after all the tefillot of the day? Didn't we learn Halacha Yud that the acceptance of a Tanit must be during tefillah, specifically mincha? Rav Salvechik explains, based on the idea we quoted in his name back in Halacha Yud, that the requirement to accept the Tanit during Tefillah only applies when the Tanit is being accepted from the previous day. In order to make the coming day into one of crying out to Hashem in response to an Eitzara, this type of activity must begin on the previous day, and this can only be done in the context of Tefillah, which is when supplication is done on a regular day. But when the Tanit is accepted on the day of the Tanit itself, as happens in a Tanit Sha'ot, there is no need for this. On a Tanit, there is meaning to supplication and crying out to Hashem even outside the context of the usual tefillot. The very decision to turn that same day, whatever is left of it, into a period of Tanit Sha'ot is itself a form of supplication and constitutes the necessary Kabbalat Tanit. Halacha Yud Dalet. Kol hasharui b'tanit, bein shaya mitane al tzarato o al chalomo, bein shaya mitane im hatzibur al tzaratam, harei ze lo yinhog idunin ba'atzmo, v'lo yakel rosho, v'lo yasamech v'tov lev, ela do'eg v'onen, kinyan shne'emar, ma yitonen adam chai, gever al chata'av, umutar lo lit'om et hatavshil, v'afilu kedei rivi'it, v'hu shelo yivla ela to'em ufolet, shachach v'achal, mashlim tanito. Anyone engaged in a Tanit, be it for personal distress, a bad dream, or together with a tzibur, may not indulge in pleasures, act in a frivolous manner, or feel happy and in good spirits. Rather, he should be worried and mournful, as the Pasuk in Eicha implies that one must always be concerned about his own sins. He is permitted to taste food, but must spit out what he tastes and may not swallow it. Even if someone inadvertently eats on a Tanit, he must complete the fast. Poskim are lenient about brushing teeth on a fast day, as long as one is careful not to drink any of the water he uses in brushing his teeth. This is not true on Tisha B'Av, when it is forbidden to wash, in addition to the prohibitions against eating and drinking. Halacha Tet Vav. Yachid shaya mitaneh ala cholev nitrapei, al tzara v'avra, harei ze mashlim tanito. Ha'olech m'akom shemitanin, m'akom she'en mitanin, harei ze mitaneh u'mashlim. Halach m'akom she'en mitanin, m'akom shemitanin, harei ze mitaneh imahen. Shachach v'achal v'shata, al yitra'e b'fnehem, v'al yinhog idunin v'atzmo. If an individual is fasting due to some personal trouble, and the trouble passes over the course of the day, like a sick relative who gets better, he must nonetheless complete his fast. If one comes from a place that keeps a certain day as a fast, and travels to a place that doesn't observe it, he must observe the entire fast, even though no one else around him is doing so. In the opposite case of one who travels from a place that doesn't observe the fast to one that does, he must fast together with the people in his destination, even though his fasting may begin in the middle of the day, whenever he arrives. And even if he eats and drinks during the day inadvertently, he must continue afterwards to follow the local custom. Halacha Tet Zayin. Tzibur shayu mitanim al hagshamim v'yardu lehen gshamim im kodem chatzot lo yashlimu, ela ochlin v'shotin u'mitkansin v'korin halel hagadol. She'en omrin halel gadol ela b'nefesh seveya v'chares meleya. V'im achar chatzot, הואיל ועבר רוב היום בקדושה, ישלימו תניתן. וכן אם היו מתענין על צרה ועברה, על שמד ובטל, אם קודם חצות, לא ישלימו. ואם אחר חצות, ישלימו. If a tzibur is fasting due to some trouble, and it passes during the day, then the din depends on when exactly it passes. If this happens before chatzot hayom, then they don't complete the fast. But if it happens after chatzot, then they complete the fast. In the event that the trouble was drought and it rained before chatzot, then they eat and drink, and only afterwards say Hallel Hagadol on a full stomach to praise and thank Hashem for the gift of rain. Halacha Yudzayin. B'chol yom tanit shegozrin al tzibur mpnei atzarot, beitin v'azkenim yoshuvin b'beit ha-knesset ubodkin al ma'asei anshei ha'ir me'achar tfilat shachrit ad chatzi ha-yom, u'mesirin ha-michsholot shel averot, u'mazirin v'dorshin v'chokrin al balei chamas v'averot, u'mafrishin otan, v'al balei zroa u'mashpilin otan, v'chayotzei bidvorim elu. ומחצי היום ולערב, רביע היום קוראים בברכות וכללות של התורה, שנאמר, מוסר השם בני אל תמאס ואל תקוץ בתוך אחתו, ומפטירים בנביא בתוך אחות מעניין הצרה, ורביע היום האחרון מפעלים מנחה, ומתחנים וזועקים ומתוודים כפי כוחן. Aside from prayer and supplication, what is done on a Tanit Tzibur? The Beitin and the elders of the community spend the first half of the day gathered in the Beit Knesset, examining the actions of all members of the community. They investigate and find out who the sinners are, and issue warnings to urge these people to cease their problematic actions. The Magen Avraham wonders why we do not practice this nowadays, and the Aruch HaShulchan suggests that we simply have much less power to protest and change the ways of members of the community than Beitin used to have in earlier times. In the third quarter of the day, they would read from the Torah, the Tochacha from Parsha B'chukotai, and read as the Haftarah appropriate portions from Navi in which the people are urged to repent from their sinful ways. The last quarter of the day is devoted to Mincha, followed by further vidui and supplications on the part of the community to the extent of their ability to engage in these activities. Thank you for joining me in learning today's parak of the Mishnah Torah. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to share, I'd be happy to hear from you. Send me an email at mtorahyomi@gmail.com. That's M as in Mishnah, Torah, T-O-R-A-H, Yomi, Y-O-M-I, @gmail.com. Come back tomorrow as we continue with our next parak.